more people are drowning in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Kyle Norris in for Rebecca Williams. The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project tracks the number of drowning deaths in each of the Great Lakes. Bob Pratt is director of education. He says many recent deaths have been boaters who were swimming or they ran into trouble while boating. Bob, what are the latest numbers?
We're at 23 fatal drownings on the five Great Lakes so far this year, which is a little bit, actually is about 50% up from last year at this time. There were 68 fatal drownings last year, and then the year before there were 101. Since 2010, there have been 353 fatal drownings on the Great Lakes.
What's your sense as to why we are seeing more drownings right now? What is going on?
I think it's the colder water, I think, is playing a part. I think maybe there might be some, you know, kind of cabin fever type issue going on where people are simply really, really tired of the cold weather and decide that you know, they're going to go out boating even though the temperatures are very, very cold. They're going to go out and use the water even though it's really cold. And if I can just mention that of the five Great Lakes, Lake Michigan is much more dangerous than the other ones. Typically, 50% of our drownings occur on Lake Michigan, and 50% of those happen in the south end of Lake Michigan. So the area from about Grand Haven, Racine south is very, very dangerous waters.
And what are the reasons contributing to that?
One of the big reasons is the north-south orientation of the lake, so that we get predominantly southwest winds, and the wave action is one of the dangerous things that we notice, an increase in drowning when there's an increase in wave action, which also causes an increase in dangerous currents, whether they're structural currents or rip currents, and then the population density down in the south end of Lake Michigan.
What can we do? How can we prevent drownings?
One of the biggest things that we can do is that we can get people to wear their life jackets. You know, it used to be that life jackets were this big, bulky, ugly devices that nobody wanted to wear, and they stowed them underneath the seat or, you know, in the hull of the boat. And really, in the event of an emergency, you don't have time to put the life jacket on. You might get thrown from the boat. The boat may sink very quickly. If you have the life jacket on, your chances of survival increase greatly. And they make life jackets now that are inflatable. They're barely noticeable. They make belt packs, you know, like a fanny pack kind of thing. And they're much more usable. They don't restrict your motion like the old life jackets did. And there's really no reason not to wear a life jacket. So if you're boating or if you have children that you're taking to the lake and they're not great swimmers, put them in a life jacket. Even if you're just going to the beach, if you put them in a life jacket, their chances of survival are much, much greater. The other thing that people can do is recognize that the lakes are very dangerous bodies of water, and there are some currents that happen in them that can be dangerous. And if you realize that the currents are not going to pull you under, there's no such thing as undertow, and we advise people to flip, float, and follow if they get caught in any of the dangerous currents that we have. So flip over onto your back, which allows your airway to stay up above the surface of the water. Float there, tread water, float on your back. Try to calm your panic. Try to conserve your energy. Notice which way that the current is carrying you. So float in the current to see which way the current is carrying you, and think about the current like a treadmill. If you fight against the current and continue to swim against the current, you're just going to tire yourself out and increase that panic.
Pratt says males are four times more likely than females to drown. He says that has to do with risk-taking behaviors that males tend to do. And he says males, especially teenagers, tend to overestimate how well they can actually swim. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.